Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Media News on Joy 99.7 FM. This news is also live on Hit 103.9 FM in Accra, Love 99.5 in Kumasi, and myjoyonline.com. Now, coming up in this edition, this afternoon, there are calls for immediate military takeover of Boko to impose peace as senior vice president of Imani. Negotiations failed to resolve crisis.
Independent, fearless, credible.
He will not accept.
The Boko situation has gone beyond police. This is what the military do. What the military are trained to do is to take territory, hold it, and impose peace.
Details as Upper East Regional Minister Donatus Akamugri attributes angry residents' burning of properties to failed trust in leadership.
But it is also anybody who has a hand to play in resolving the matter. The people are getting angry.
We have more as Inspector General of Police Christian Tetteyonu clarifies recruitment for peace promise, as he says the comment is a promise to decentralize police recruitment, not for any special treatment.
If you wouldn't go, then we clearly you are within the.
Also, this afternoon, Chairman of the Defense and Interior Committee of Parliament descends on his ranking, Reverend Tim Fojo, accusing him of engaging in, publication of false information.
If you wouldn't go, then we clearly you are within the realm of what? Publishing false information, and that is criminal.
We have details as Vice President of Imani Africa rebukes the NIB for invading the house of Reverend Tim Fojo.
Okay, you've decided that you are going to arrest him. Immediately you move to that point, you have crossed the cooperation line.
These and more coming up here. My name is Samuel Kojo Brice. Let's settle for details of the stories. Now, Senior Vice President of Imani Africa, Kofi Bentele, has called for an immediate military takeover of Boko to impose peace in the area. Angry youth of Boko have been on rampage in the last few days, touching homes and attacking police after an incident between them and the police led to the killing of one of them. Last night, the youth attacked a convoy of the Inspector General of Police, Christian Tetteyonu, hooting at the police just hours after the IGP gave them recruitment for peace promise. You would also recall President Mahama has also initiated another negotiation led by the Asantehene Otunfuo said to first listen to Kofi Bentele on why he thinks the negotiations won't work. He spoke on Newsfile a while ago.
Unfortunately, with all the respect I have for Otunfuo, I have to say this. He will not succeed. If anybody could succeed in this matter, he won't succeed. If anybody could succeed in this matter, he would have succeeded. He has that heft with which he can help resolve this matter. What is going on is basic. Look, if somebody believes they can get the best outcomes through the application of force, they won't negotiate. It's a basic rule in negotiation skills. If you believe you have what it takes to make your adversary do what you want, you will never negotiate. The only time people negotiate is when the negotiated outcome looks like a better outcome than what they can get by themselves, or looks like a cheaper outcome. All right? And there is simple reason for this mindset. The simple reason is this. What you have in Boko is not a scuffle or disagreement that mediation, negotiation, reasoning, and such stuff will resolve. And we've been doing that for many years. It's been failing. We keep doing the same things. It's been failing. I say here and now,
he says government must allow the military to take over and impose peace in the area.
The Boko situation is not a police situation. It is not something for keeping law and order. In fact, the minister just says, he used the word, it's a war situation. The Boko situation has gone beyond police. This is what the military do. What the military are trained to do is to take territory, hold it, and impose peace. If police could do this, they would have done it.
In fact, I heard that the IGP's car was shot at. All right? Now, what you showed, you saw unarmed, angry young men confronting the IGP with armed men surrounding him. If you give those guys sticks, they will fight. So, one, Boko has gone beyond mediation. It has gone beyond policing. It is a military situation. They are firing guns. What do we need to see again? If the Asantehene can resolve this matter after all this trying, what do we want again? The people then say it's a war situation. And we have an army sitting in Accra. Of course, I know they have a unit in Boko. Make Boko an army responsibility. Tell the Ghana army that if you are preparing to go to war with the rest of the world or whatever, what we are asking you to do for us now is to take Boko, hold it, and impose peace. And let me tell you what will happen. If they do that, then the people of Boko will notice that we can't get what we want by the force of arms and using violence. Then they will be more amenable to a negotiation. So, see, if the Ghana army cannot...
We're going to hear from the regional minister, Donatus Akamugri Atanga, who says the youth are burning their anger, are turning their anger on leaders because they no longer hold trust in them to resolve the crisis.
The people are thinking that we haven't been fast enough in resolving the matter. And they thought that by now the matter should have been resolved so that they can leave at. And once the matter is not resolved, anybody who is in leadership position probably has not played his role well. And that is why the matter has not been resolved. So it is not necessarily only Mama Ayerka, but it is also anybody who has a hand to play in resolving the matter. The people are getting angry with the leadership. They explained that we needed to do to be fast so that we can resolve the matter. They are, we are giving them curfews, they are suffering under the heat and all that. I know this time around, the Upper East, the weather is very hot. So when you give them curfews, they cannot roam freely and all that. And so they expected that all leadership should have put their hands on deck and try to see how we can resolve the matter. Once we have not resolved the matter, they still have to be part of the problem.
Let's still stay in Boko because the Inspector General of Police, Christian Tetteyono, has been justifying his recruitment for peace comment in Boko. The IGP came under heavy public criticism after he made a promise to the youth of Boko to recruit them into the police service if they lay down their weapons. Now, many, including the minority, have criticized his comment, describing it as inflammable. The IGP, in a follow-up address to the media, however, says the comment is not a promise for special treatment for the youth of Boko.
They will go through the normal process. And then instead of centralizing recruitment in Accra, centralizing recruitment in Kumasi or the big cities, we'll make sure that recruitment now can go down to the remotest area of this country so that all these youth who qualify to join the service, irrespective of wherever you are in the country, you can also participate. That is what I wanted to say, and that is exactly what is in mind. And not to say that they are the only people who can benefit in joining the security service. Thank you.
Well, away from that, the Chairman of Defence and Interior Committee of Parliament, James Agalga, is this afternoon descending heavily on the ranking member of the committee, Reverend Tim Fojo, accusing him of engaging in what he refers to as publishing false information. Speaking on News Analysis Show, Newsfile on Joy News a while ago, James Agalga claimed that if the ranking member had any credible information, he could have made it available to state security agencies to investigate the issue.
The ranking member of the Defense and Interior Committee, you're saying that after making those spurious allegations, it was not obligatory for him to assist the state institutions which have the power to investigate such matters, to draw conclusions? Is that what you are saying? If that is your argument, then I'm suggesting to you that your ranking member was malicious when he made that press conference. He didn't have his facts right, and subsequent exposés have shown that he didn't even have his facts right. I mean, he sat down, concocted the story, and threw it at the state. And the president said, no, you know what? These are serious allegations. I won't let it pass. We must investigate. We must get to the bottom of these allegations. Go and assist the state to unravel all the mysteries surrounding the so-called aircraft which landed with that cargo, as you put it. You said you wouldn't go. If you wouldn't go, then we clearly you are within the realm of what? Publishing false information, and that is criminal.
Well, Vice President of Imani Africa, Kofi Bento, says the invasion of his house by operatives or the NIB wasn't called for.
A man's house is his castle. When people in masks wielding guns come to your house, they are not coming to have dinner. And if you are a man and you are in your house and people come there under those circumstances, the law says you can shoot in your defense and in the defense of your property. So if somebody wants to invite you to be part of an investigation, they don't come armed and in masks and breach your house without your permission. I think if they wanted to do what the president said and have him come and cooperate with them in the investigation, the proper thing would have been to pick a phone and call him, do it in a very polite way. If you reach out to his member of parliament, his leader of parliament, his speaker, whatever it is, and you didn't get him, so you should go and arrest him. Okay, you've decided that you are going to arrest him. Immediately you move to that point, you have crossed the cooperation line.
The people are thinking that we haven't been fast enough in resolving the matter.
So that was Kofi Bento. Apologies for the the small challenge there at the end of it. Away from that, the anti-corruption crusader and renowned Pan-Africanist Professor P.L. Lumumba has cautioned Africans against overly idealizing the past as at the expense of progress, stating that while history holds value, the continent's future must remain the central focus. Speaking at the University of Education Winneba public lecture series on Friday, April 11, under the theme Empowering Minds and Shaping the Continent for the 21st Century, Professor Lumumba called on Africans, particularly the youth, to embrace their heritage, not as a relic of nostalgia, but as a foundation upon which to build and reimagine a prosperous future. Now, starting next month, expect to pay more for electricity and water. That is because the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, PRC, has approved new tariff increases, citing rising inflation and outstanding debts owed to utility providers. The new rates, which is expected to take effect early May, are aimed at keeping the utility companies afloat while balancing consumer burden. My colleague, we've been going through the statement of the PRC, and if you look at it, it says, while the utilities requested higher increases to fully recover their costs, the PRC approved a 14.75% increase in electricity tariff and a 4.02% increase for water. The commission explained that the hike is driven by a combination of factors: the depreciating cedi, a projected inflation rate of 22.49%, and a partial settlement of 976 million cedis in outstanding revenue arrears from 2024, of which only 50% will be recovered in this quarter to ease pressure on consumers. And that's how we wrap up the media news. Up next is sports. Good afternoon.
Joy that I give you every day. Oh, sing, always for on. Cause every time I hear the joy in there, sing, why is for yeah. Cause every time I hear joy, I say, every time I hear the joy, I don't wanna turn on my radio. Every time I hear the joy.
Hello, this is Maurice, and I say keep on listening to George 99.7 FM.